At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. So we've got our conference coming up that we'll be talking about April 24th to the 26th. It's free. It's online. You can find that at globesoundhealingconference.com. And then we also have a workshop or open house, that is, free workshop and open house on Sunday, May 3rd here in Sausalito, outside San Francisco. Everybody gets to go on the sound table and we do many heart opening meditations. We also have our certificate program in person and online. You can still jump into the in-person version, but we also have the in-person version starting June 9th. It's the summer intensive, which is 10 days in a row, 10 to 9:30 every day. And half of it's online, so you can start the online part at any time. We also have the full online. You can do the whole program online, and that starts April 16th or about every week. It's all about how sound works at all levels of vibration, how the whole universe works, actually, and also about how to get peaceful and still over and over and teach that to others, and how to make this a career or a vocational college. You can also take individual classes as well. You don't need to do the whole program. We also have a recording program that just started. You could jump into that. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing. We also have our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat in August. You can already sign up for that. And we are selling our voice analysis software, and the training for it is on May 17th. Again, you can check out everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So today's show is on the soul. And as with everything, you can look at the soul from multiple levels of vibration. So we're going to be talking about the note of your soul, the frequency of your soul, the timbre, which is a combination of frequencies of your soul, and the musical interrelationships of all the parts that make up that timbre, and then the actual song, the actual music of your soul. When you look at the actual note of your soul, we've been finding a person's note for a long time. Let me backtrack. Let me say it this way. I think of the soul as a frequency that never wobbles. Alice Bailey, that we're going to be talking about, who wrote the spiritual books, like 15 books in the 30s, 1930s, and she channels an ascended master called Dijua Kul. She says that the soul is the same frequency from lifetime to lifetime, which makes sense because if you change the frequency of the soul, you'd be a different soul. She says the other parts of your system do not change from lifetime to lifetime, such as the physical, I'm sorry, do change from lifetime to lifetime, which are physical, mental, emotional, and personality bodies. So I think of the soul as a frequency that's perfect. I don't really believe in soul healing, although it could be true. I've had one psychic, she said that, yeah, occasionally, really rarely, the soul has a problem. But I generally think the soul is perfect. The rest of you might be a mess, but your soul is just perfect. And so it's all about reconnecting to that energy of your soul, which again is a frequency and a note. And now it could also be a combination of frequencies. I mean, you could look at your whole system as your physical, mental, emotional, body, and personality, which all have their own frequency. In fact, Alice Bailey actually maps all of those, including the soul frequency, for every famous person that's ever lived. So those five notes, soul and personality, physical, mental, emotional bodies, make up a timbre. That's a tonality. It's a chord, right, that makes up your whole system. I mean, you could even look at your soul as a combination of all your chakras frequencies, which we believe are different from person to person. Or it could be a combination of all 70 trillion cells, for that matter. So it could be a combination of frequencies. But it can also be a song. Now, there's a tribe in Namibia, in Africa, that finds the soul song whenever a woman is pregnant. When a woman is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with a few friends, and together they pray and meditate until they hear the song of the child. They recognize that every soul has its own vibration that expresses its unique flavor and purpose. When the women attune to the song, they sing it out loud. Then they return to the tribe and teach it to everyone else. When the child is born, the community gathers and sings the child's song to him or her. Later, when the child enters education, the village gathers and chants the child's song. When the child passes through the initiation to adulthood, the people again come together and sing. At the time of marriage, the person hears his or her song. Finally, when the soul is about to pass from this world, the family and friends gather at the person's bed, just as they did during his or her life. I see. And they sing the person to the next life. To the African tribe, there's one other occasion upon which the villagers sing to the child. If at any time during his or her life the person commits a crime or aberrant social act, the individual is called to the center of the village, and the people in the community form a circle around them, and they sing their song to them. The tribe recognizes that the correction for antisocial behavior is not punishment. It is love and remembrance of identity. When you recognize your own song, you have no desire or need to do anything that would hurt another. A friend is someone who knows your song and sings it to you when you have forgotten it. Those who love you are not fooled by mistakes you have made or dark images you hold about yourself. They remember your beauty when you feel ugly, your wholeness when you are broken, your innocence when you feel guilty, and your purpose when you are confused. You may not have grown up in an African tribe that sings your song to you at crucial life transitions, but life is always reminding you when you're in tune with yourself and when you're not. When you feel good, what you're doing matches your song. And when you feel awful, it doesn't. In the end, we shall all recognize our song and sing it well. Now, around here, we actually find your physical note. We call it the brainwave assessment or your home note, which is the actual rhythm of your metabolism and your brain when you're at peace. And I've always thought that the frequency of your soul or note of your soul would be the same as where you're at peace in your body, unless God is messing with us. That seems to make sense, although I've now had a psychic that says that the frequency or note of your soul is actually different than your physical body, which is basically what Alice Bailey shows as well. She said that you can actually find its frequency by looking in the eyes. And I said, how do you do that? And she says, well, you could shine a light in the eyes and look at the reflection and have it go through a prism and then look at the colors through the prism and you know the frequency of their soul. Oh, God, wouldn't it be cool one day that we have a device that will find the frequency of your soul and we can resonate you into that exact frequency where you're at peace? Because, again, the soul never wobbles. I feel it's completely at peace all the time. Now, some people have actually learned how to find a person's soul song besides the African tribe. We have Jamie Liu, who did it in one of my conferences years ago. Let me play it for you, where she finds my soul song. Hey, let me share my screen here. Okay, check this out. Okay, full screen. Enjoy.
So, yeah, we can. I could totally tune in, and let's just see what happens. No
okay.
Expectations,
cool.
Right?
Cool.
Okay. So, I will say that. Wow, I could feel it, David. Now, I will say to everyone that the reason why we can do this with David is because he's already open in that portal. His heart is wide open, and he's done a lot of work. He is an amazing teacher. So, of course, you know, he has to do his work. And I can feel his heart right now and the waves that are coming through. And there is, when I start the song, it's really David's soul that will be singing, and it will be his language. Okay, if there is a language that comes through, a language of light, it will be his language, or the language of his ancestors that are wanting to reach out and connect to him. Okay, are you ready, David? So I invite you into your heartbeat. Hearing only your heartbeat. So I call upon the I Am Presence, the higher self, and the sacred soul monad of David Gibson. In the song of his soul. Show me. See your ancestors and this beautiful group of wise women, and they're circling you and they're stomping their feet on the ground like this, creating a rhythm. Okay, I'm seeing a very strong Atlantean energy moving in now. It's a beautiful royal blue energy, frequency. And it's coming to speak and to share its message of wisdom with David. Okay, this is an aspect of David. Okay, so David, just listen from your soul as we bring through this, bring this in. I'm bowing to you. I see Hathors now. Hathors are very present. Wow, this is cool. I'm seeing Egyptian, very strong Egyptian pyramids in the background here. Blue sky. We This is so beautiful, David. If you can feel the gratitude that you are being showered in right now, these are your ancestors, your spiritual lineage, the connection to your star people are all here to support you and praising you for the work that you have done there in Egypt, there in the time of Atlantis, that which has paved way for the work you are doing today. The work of the future, and bringing through, wow, it's big energy. Bringing through what you're bringing through and the way that you're doing it. It's just praise. Praise to you and the essence of your soul and what it has learned and what has gone through. Thank you.
Oh my God. Just every time I hear that song, it just brings me to tears. It's really quite amazing what it does to me. Oh my God. May everybody find their soul song at some point. You know, there's another way I figured we could actually find it, actually physiologically. So if you look at the 11 systems through the body, which is the nervous system, circulatory, skeletal, muscular, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive, endocrine, and the skin, then what we're looking at is measuring with a light microscope the actual frequency of the notes, which are the cells within each of those systems. And then we can measure the actual rhythm with the EKG and EEG where you're at peace. So that would be the rhythm moving of energy moving through each of those 11 systems. So now we have the notes and the rhythms, which means we have 11 songs. And we're talking about playing those songs through the body with needles, with frequencies, infrared light, scalar waves, a full range of all levels of vibration. So I always figured if you've got 11 songs of you, wouldn't your soul song be a combination or relate to all of those? So maybe we can actually measure all of those one day and get those 11 songs and extrapolate your soul song. Oh my God, what a trip, right? That'd be really cool. You know, it's really interesting when you talk about the soul. It's really technically woo-woo, because the soul doesn't exist in science because there's no way to prove there's a soul. But just about all spiritual traditions talk about it. It's really, really quite accepted that we have a soul. Alice Bailey talks about it as sometimes called the egoic lotus or soul. And she says that it's actually centered in the heart center, anahata, which is associated with the love and unity, the heart chakra, and the head center, or the crown, sahasrara, associated with higher consciousness. So many traditions say it anchors through the heart and through the mind brain via the head center. The interesting thing about Alice Bailey is she says the whole thing is to build the bridge to the soul, and it's called the Antahkarana. And other traditions talk about this as well. The whole deal is to have the soul frequency be the actual controller of your entire system so that you never wobble. Most people have, I would say, actually, Alice Bailey says 70% of most people, 70% of people actually have the emotional body as the control system, which is a roller coaster, right? You're all over the place. You're rolling with your emotions, and it can be wild and crazy and difficult and sad and really, really painful. It can be really blissful, but if you're just on the roller coaster, it's like no telling how you're going to feel the next day. And that can really affect you physically and cause disease. And then about 10, maybe 20% of people are actually using the mental body to control the emotions, not to actually control them, but just watch them. So you're centered in the camera or the actual witness in the center of your, mostly, a lot of people think of it as the third eye, where you're perfectly still. That camera never wobbles. And so now you are transmuting the emotions. And even Buddhism talks about getting off the roller coaster of the emotions and controlling with the mind the lower body. It's a big part of Buddhism as well, besides what Alice Bailey and many others talk about. Even people are talking about teaching kids how to actually get off the roller coaster and name the emotion to tame it. So that's the deal, is to build this bridge called the Antahkarana. Yogananda says, man has falsely identified himself with the pseudo soul or ego. When he transfers his sense of identity to his true being, the immortal soul, he discovers that all pain is unreal. He can no longer even imagine a state of suffering. Oh my God. So Alice Bailey says to build the bridge, she's got very specific techniques. So the main thing is the soul has been affecting us already in sneaky ways, right? Not even sneaky. And it gets comes through as effort that we learn to do, and vision and expansion. That's how the soul has been affecting us. But the trick is to be in 100% contact with it all the time, with its stable frequency. So the whole deal is to work with the personality to actually build the bridge to connect with it. So, and this requires work of the mind to actually build the bridge. So the main thing of where we're headed is when the soul is in control, service becomes the whole deal. So, with the personality, first of all, it unfolds naturally. You become more aware, awareness increases. And you know how it is with self-awareness. You start noticing all the things you're doing to mess up your life and other people's life, and you try and start changing it, right? Which is really difficult. But then you start making some headway, and you, at least, as they say, once you actually see the problems in your life, you're halfway there. Whereas a lot of people aren't even self-aware at all. And then the second thing that happens is ego identification decreases. It's interesting to think about, who are you? Who are you? Are you? You're not your physical body, obviously. You're not even your mental. You're not even your emotional body. You are none of that. You're really a spirit. And then ultimately, your actions align more with truth and compassion. Man's whole effort is to become aware of the soul and to transmute his consciousness into that of the soul while still preserving the consciousness of the personality. That's from Alice Bailey. That's really interesting when you think about it, to actually imagine what would it be like if you were in the position of the soul. Let me expand this a little more as to what the soul is, because there are different definitions in different spiritual traditions. So let me give you an idea of what Alice Bailey says and what I've kind of put together as well. So the soul is that frequency of you that's carried from lifetime to lifetime, but it's also surrounded by all of the past life information from all of your lifetimes. So it's all there. Alice Bailey says it's even a different part of the soul that actually carries that soul memory. There's actually the soul, which is your true spiritual identity, where you have the source of purpose, love, and higher intelligence. And then there's the causal body, which is the container of the soul, which has all the information from lifetimes. And sometimes it's called the soul body. But then all of that is connected to source, right? Where, because the soul gets information directly from source, which is all knowing. Now, many people talk about this aspect as the higher self. Alice Bailey actually talks about this as the spiritual triad. And that spiritual triad is all about power. Let me find it here. And it's about spiritual will, which is power, the energy of divine purpose, the will aspect of spirit. And then there's buddhi, which is the first one's atma. The second is buddhi, which is intuition or love wisdom. And that's pure love, direct understanding, standing, and unity consciousness, not to be confused with emotional love. And then there's manas, the higher mind, which is abstract thought, the higher mind that bridges the concrete mind to intuition and will, which is the creative aspect. So there's this whole higher level, but all of that is actually connected to source. So there's different energies of source, which are basically power, love, and creativity, which are three of the rays that people are often infused with, more or less. So that's the whole aspect of all knowing everything. So basically, if you think of the higher self of the part of the soul, which I see the higher self as that aspect of the soul that's connected to source. That's the way I've been thinking of it lately. So you got the soul, and the even higher aspect of the soul is that source, or you could see it source as all around the soul, all knowing, right? So that is the kind of the layout of the soul. So here's the deal on building it. To actually imagine what it's like to be in this position where everything that you've ever learned from any lifetime is there, which makes you really wise. And your soul purpose is really clear, why you are here and what you're meant to do. And you know everything. You have all access to all information. What kind of vibration would that feel like? Right? I can't even make the sound of it. It's like a million angels, right? All at once. But it is, your soul itself is an actual frequency that can open up the portal to all of that. The main thing I think of, again, is that energy, the energy of your soul, is the most stable, consistent vibration in the universe of you. And when you think of it that way, and you think, oh, what if I were in a place where there's zero suffering in my life ever again? It's not that anything changes other than your perspective, right? To really come from that place and start imagining it, visualize it over and over, fake it till you make it, right? And imagine this energy coming down, which is connected to your heart and your crown, that is controlling everything. We've probably all had moments where it's like you're just lit up like a Christmas tree and you feel like you're all knowing. I remember once on psychedelics, God, it was like 40 years ago. I remember thinking at that moment, I knew the answer to any question I could have ever possibly come up with. I was so connected. Or you've just been blissed out where you are so calm and your whole life and everything that's going on in your life is totally put in perspective and it's no big deal, right? Because you see a higher perspective. That's when you're coming from the soul. But this is the most important part of all. And you can really work it from here. And that is when you are in your soul energy and you're connected through the Antahkarana, service is all that matters. I remember it was about 10 years ago, I thought, I got that message. And I thought, oh, if I do service, I'll be cool. People will like me, right? So I'm still running the ego thing. And I'll get the girl, right? Because I'm cool, right? So I'll do service. Okay, that's the cool thing to do. And slowly over probably 3 or 4 years, that became all that matters. That's all you do. And that could be as simple as being kind to someone or helping someone across the street. It could be as great or huge as coming up with a system that will change millions or billions of lives on the planet to heal them or completely transform them. Whatever it is that your gift is to do service, right? There's no scale of how good service is as long as it's not selfish. That's the whole deal. When you switch from a selfish focus to helping each other, helping others. And I had a whole show where we talked about this. It's critical to actually take care of yourself so you can help others, right? So you do have to actually be a bit of selfish to make sure that you've got your ducks in a row. At least you got some money for a house and food and stuff so you're not homeless, right? So you do have to take care of yourself. But if you think of even that, you're simply doing that so you can be a vehicle to help others. Same with money. It's like instead of like, oh, I want a bunch of money or I want, you know, a house or I want all this. Well, think of it this way. I want money to come through me to be able to help as many people as possible. Right? That's the essence of soul energy. When the whole focus becomes service, right? Now, it's interesting that she says the personality, the rapidly developing personality becomes consciously active and in unison with the soul and starts building three threads between the spiritual triad, which is will, love, and creativity, to the three parts of the personality, which are physical, mental, and emotional bodies. So the actual development of the personality is you've got the unintegrated personality first, which is where most people are, conflicted, pulled by desires and emotions. That's the other thing, is when you get to the level of the soul, there's no physical desires that are pulling you anymore. Then the next level is strong, focused, capable, integrated personality, but may still be a bit self-centered. At least you're you're able to actually manifest and do things. And then the third level is soul aligned personality, which is guided by higher purpose, love, and service. You can say, she said, this is really cool. Think of it like this. The personality is the vehicle, the body, emotions, and mind. The soul is the driver. Early on, I love this, the vehicle drives itself. Eventually, the driver takes the wheel. So eventually you arrive at a point where the three threads of life, consciousness, and creativity, is how she puts it differently as well, are recognized as energy streams and utilized upon the three parts of the body, physically, mentally, emotionally. And then, looking upward, one sees a promised land of beauty, love, and future vision. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Now it's interesting. She actually gets way more detailed about the different aspects of the actual soul. She says there are 12 petals. I think other traditions talk about this as well. The 12 petals of the soul. The first three petals are the outer tier or knowledge petals. And the first is the knowledge of the physical plane, learning through action, survival, the body, cause and effect in the material world. So your soul is learning from the physical body. And it's also the second of this tier is knowledge through relationships, understanding others, social intelligence, and cooperation. The third is knowledge through sacrifice and adaptation, letting go, adjusting, learning through difficulty. Let it go, right? Learning through difficulty. Okay, so that's the knowledge petals. Then the second three are the love petals. There's love in action, helping, serving, kindness, love expressed practically. There's love in relationships, deep empathy and compassion, less self-centered emotional patterns. And then there's love through sacrifice, willingness to give without needing return, and real selflessness begins. The third tier is sacrifice and the will petals. The first of those three is spiritual will and action, acting from purpose, not ego, discipline aligned with higher intent. Then spiritual will and love guided by wisdom, not emotion. Impersonal but deeply caring. And then total sacrifice, surrender to purpose, letting go of personal identity as a driver, living as an instrument of something higher. And then the fourth tier of the three petals, the last 9 through 12, are 10 through 12, the jewel in the lotus, pure being, unity consciousness. Direct connection to spirit, the spark of divine life itself, the true center behind all 12 petals. So, building the bridge where it's all service and you're totally at peace forever on. Oh my God, imagine that. Now, I want to play a song that is really beautiful. It's in the conference coming up, and it's actually a song by one of our students, Luna Salvatore. It's actually a sound bath. And so this is for the conference. I forgot to mention that Globe, you can find the conference at globesoundhealingconference.com, April 24th to the 26th. But check this out, and we'll end with this. This is Luna Salvatore. Let me share my screen and pull her up here. Okay, enjoy. Okay, here we go. Here we are. How can you even talk after that? When connected to the soul, your will is engaged so you can manifest whatever you like. You're completely connected to universal love and all wisdom. And your creative mind goes off the deep end because you've got all possibilities at your fingertips. So you become really creative. So imagine this energy of your soul. Feel it completely. And then close your eyes. And if it had a sound, go up and down in your head and see if you can find a sound that matches this energy of your soul. And then make it out loud. Stay in that energy as long as you can until you get to the point where you live in that energy. Imagine that. May it begin now. Continue through all lifetimes. Ta-da! Take care. Thanks for listening.